Today, my body was a TV massacre. Today, my body was a TV massacre that had to fit into sound bites and word limits. Today, my body was a TV massacre that had to fit into sound bites and word limits filled enough with statistics to counter the callous responses. And I perfected my English and I learned my UN resolutions. But still, he asked me, Miss Seda, don't you think that everything would be resolved if you would just stop teaching so much hatred to your children? Pause. I look inside of me for strength, to be patient. But patience is not at the tip of my tongue as the bombs drop over Gaza. Patience has just escaped me. Pause. Smile. We teach life, sir. Rafif, remember to smile. Pause. We teach life, sir. We, Palestinians, teach life after they have occupied our last sky. We teach life after they have built their settlements and apartheid walls over our homes. We teach life, sir. But today, my body was a TV massacre made to fit into sound bites and word limits. Just give us a story, a human story. You see, this is not political. We just want to tell people about you and your people. So give us a human story. Don't mention that word, apartheid, occupation, or genocide. This is not political. You have to help me as a journalist to help you tell your story, which is not a political story. Today, my body was a TV massacre. How about you give us a story about a woman in Gaza who needs medication? How about you? Do you have enough broken bones or limbs for the Sun's front page cover? Hand me over your dead and give the list of their names in 1,200 word limits. Today, my body was a TV massacre. Today, my body was a TV massacre that had to fit into sound bites and word limits and move those that are desensitized to Arab and terrorist blood. But they felt sorry, they said. They felt sorry for the human animals in Gaza. So I give them UN resolution and statistics, and we condemn and we deplore and we reject. And they, two equal sides, the occupier and the occupied. And 100 dead, and 1,000 dead, and 10,000 dead. And between that, war crimes and massacres. I vent out words and smile. Not hateful, not terrorist, human beings, children, women, dare I say, men, all human beings made of flesh and blood. And I recount 100 dead, 1,000 dead, 10,000 dead. Is anyone out there? Will anyone listen? Can't you see? Can't you care? I wish I could wail over their bodies. I wish I could run barefoot in every refugee camp and hold every child, cover their ears so that they wouldn't have to hear the sound of bombing for the rest of their lives the way I do. The sound of silence. The way I do. Today, my body was a TV massacre. And let me just tell you, there is nothing your UN resolutions have ever done about this. And no soundbite I come up with, no matter how good my English is, no soundbite will bring them back to life. No soundbite will fix this. Pause. We teach life, sir. We teach life, sir. We Palestinians wake up every morning to teach the rest of the world life, sir.